Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
but it ain't till we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get the blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nothing.
Why? The sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas. I in the world wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
but it ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get the blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing.
That's why
I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
but it ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get the blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped off in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped off in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
but it ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get the blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
but it ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get the blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nothing.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Welcome to The Cut on Global 14 Radio. Holds down, goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx, other host Golden Fleece on the line. What's good? really? Is that
yo, really? That's how I had to just start it. Like, oh, shit. It's been so hectic, man. You know we've been running around like crazy, but, man, it's another Wednesday. Happy to be here always. Especially
yes.
with my homie Onyx, man. But god damn, we running around. I guess that's
please
a good thing, though. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right? I feel like the checks is finna come. I'm not even tripping. So that's the only reason that's what's motivating me. You know, of course, money is the motivation.
Of course.
Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Global 14 Radio via global14.com, which is a social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. Make sure you do go over there and check that out as well. Pretty dope, lots of exclusives. Pretty nice also to interact with JD himself, so very nice and very exciting. Tonight, two guests coming on. We had to double up. It's getting crazy. We back on the tight schedule, but it's a good thing. We actually have Young Swift, Def Jam recording artist Young Swift, coming through tonight. If you're not up to the new singles, we do have that, and we'll play that for you tonight. Also, independent recording artist and producer Rex Regular. So, nice little exciting night tonight. Two dope dudes. Can't wait to have them on.
Indeed, indeed, man. I spoke to Swift when I was in North Carolina. Not North Carolina, when I was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And, man, he got some special stuff coming up, man. You know, being down with Convict and, you know, Akon and now Def Jam. And they looking to really push the homie, man. And we got his back. We got some records on Swift. Shout out to Jay Mack. You know, we done some stuff with him. Dude is definitely dope, man. And can't wait to see him win out here. So I'm glad we got him on tonight.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. He's so humble, too, and he's so young and talented, and it's just, I love to see refreshing and just, you know, just the humility. He's like, he's done enough, and he's still doing a lot, and he has so much more further to go, so I'm excited about his career as well and everything that he has coming up, so definitely glad he is coming on tonight. And then real quick, everybody that's been tweeting us, and some of y'all been DMing, I try to follow back, but y'all be DMing the music, and we actually have a protocol as far as how we can get your song and everything played here on the show, so I'm going to pass the mic back to the homie Golden so he can let y'all know how to get the music in the proper way instead of the spamming and all that.
Yeah, we not, you know, the spamming, the whole spamming thing, you know, we don't really like that, you know what I'm saying, and, we talk about that here on the show, but
yeah.
What it is basically, Onyx and I are good people, man. All you got to do is holler at us and actually interact. Let us know if you got music. We'll be more than happy to play it. Hit Onyx up on the Twitter, Onyx254. Hit me up on the Twitter at the Glue, THAGLUE. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on global14.com. Everybody's on there talking all the time about everything. You know what I'm saying? So when you hit us up, just say hello. Hey, been listening to the show. Really would like to get my music on there. I want it to be on the show you guys do with reviews to get opinions on my music. We'll be more than happy to throw it up there. And when we do throw it up there, we're going to let you know. So we're going to hit you up and be like, okay, cool. This Wednesday, you're playing your song. Tell all your people to listen, call in and support you, whatever have you. So we could do it the right way and not just, you know, spam us on days where, you know, the show's coming up and it's like, can you play my joint? Can you play my joint?
Yeah.
Well, we don't really just want to play your joint. We want to get opinions about your joint. We want to see if people feeling your joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's an ego stroke when people play music. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, play my music. But you need reactions with your
Absolutely.
Music. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people come into the club, DJ, hey, so-and-so's in the building, play their club, and they feel so great. But you don't really know how that those people felt about your song. You felt
mm-hmm.
great because he played it, but you don't know how the audience felt. So
exactly.
Like
and the, or the DJ
the audience.
Felt.
Exactly.
He might have been like, oh, my God, the floor is clearing.
Exactly.
Why
they
you
might
partying
run
in
off
the
floor
corner.
Like, what the fuck did they just put on? This shit was garbage. And you're
yeah,
just
and
still
most
happy
of them won't
that
do
played
that
it.
Anyway. So.
Exactly. So we just like to have a format where we give opinion. You know, our guests will give opinions. You know, audience will give opinion. So you kind of know where you're at. Through your peers,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So holler at us anytime. We got you on that. That's no problem. Just let's do it the right way. I know we getting yoked in the inbox and everything like that. We're going to try to get to everybody,
crazy.
But reach out to us. Reach out to us.
Absolutely. And then, well, before we bring our guests on again, Young Swift and Rec Regular, later on tonight, we do want to talk about the numbers. We like to do that and like to do all kind of stuff, feedback and everything. So Billboard, let's see what's going down. It's changing a bit. Thrift Shop was killing everybody. But they actually now, they just holding down two spots, which is still good. But they have three, I'm sorry. Thrift Shop, Macklemore, and Ryan featuring Wise. They have the Wands. They have the number one spot on the Hot 100 rap and R&B hip-hop charts. Bruno Mars is actually holding down number one in radio when I Was Your Man. And the R&B hip-hop album, the number one this week. I'm proud of him. It's actually Justin Timberlake with a 2020 experience. So that was nice that he got to climb up there. Mama's Behavior was last week. I like to see different people up there, and I like to see the competition and the numbers rise. Remember, the units was at like 100,000. It wasn't looking nice, but now it's getting better. So he actually sold 318,000 copies, according to, of course, to Nielsen SoundScan. And then also,
that was way off then. Wasn't he projected to do like 900,000?
Oh yeah, yeah. They was in an overhype. They was in overhype.
They
he still got his number one.
That's like 600,000 overhype, man.
They definitely did. That's what they reported. And, you know, they're pretty accurate. That's pretty much what it is. And then Lil Wayne came in at number two, but, you know, only at 217, which isn't impressive, but it's not bad. It's just like, okay. So that's what Lil Wayne got, and that's what Justin got. And then I was looking for who got, I usually do, like, the pop, because that's just, that goes right along with, okay, yeah, I was right. It was Maroon 5, Daylight. They have a song called Daylight, and that was Maroon 5. So I knew they were coming back out with some things. I kept seeing a lot of promotion with them. So looks like the promotion paid off because, again, their number one was the pop. So that's it for numbers. That's it for numbers. Anything in the mixtapes, I didn't even browse.
Yeah, we got a few out here that's bubbling on the mixtape circuit. Chameleonaire, your boy Texas.
Yay.
In the building. Chameleonaire got a new joint called Elevate.
Okay.
Parentheses, chopped, not slopped.
Okay,
that just
chopped
came
up,
out
not
today, so
up.
I guess he telling people, you know, y'all chopping and screwing shit wrong. Let me show you how to do it.
Yeah, that's the
but,
whole
thing. But Chameleonaire, you know what I'm saying?
Is
well,
it
you know, it
Obi
originated Lonzi? In Texas, and, you know, I guess people are abusing it and not doing it the right way. So that's the name of his joint, Elevate. So if you're a Chameleonaire fan, check out Chameleonaire's new joint. Honey Cocaine with Thug Love. She seems to be getting a lot of attention. Pretty girl from the West Coast. I think that's Tyga's artist.
Mm-hmm.
Tyga from Young Money. That's his artist, Honey Cocaine. When they shot his tour bus, I think she was the one that actually got shot, took a graze from a bullet. Yeah, so she's going heavy. She's actually linked to the guy that killed himself,
yeah, I was
too.
Say
remember
Freddie
that when
P.
the dude?
Yeah.
Right.
He's linked
right,
to him as well.
Himself. It supposedly was over her.
Exactly.
But, so shit, if you want to hear Honey Cocaine, Thug Love, she's out there. I think that's hosted by DJ Charisma. Chameleonaire is hosted by DJ Rucker.
Okay.
If you into dance music, in the club music, your man Deadmau5 got a joint called Button 5 out. Deadmau5, you know, if you ever seen the DJ with the big ass mouse head on, that gets hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend in a club at any given night. Them boys is killing that. That they are killing that world. They getting so much money over there. That's crazy. So shout out to Deadmau5. He got one out. And you know, those are the few noticeable ones that I'm seeing that are out. So shouts out to them. I really don't see anything else that I don't think the audience would recognize.
Right.
Because I could go all down that list, but...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a mixtape dropping every 2 minutes, right?
Ever. A nigga just dropped a mixtape 2 seconds ago.
Absolutely.
You know what else? One more, though.
Okay.
Quez from Travis Porter.
Really?
Skinny Black one from... Yeah, he dropped one with DJ Drama.
Did he do one by himself? I'm surprised.
By himself, called Black Bo Knows. So he might be trying to venture on solo, but he got one by himself with Drama.
Well, they do their thing. You know, I've always admired their little movement that they... Not little, but you know what I mean? I've admired their little movement because they was doing all this stuff and, you know, unsigned before really anybody was even hip to it. And then I was just looking at the music today and wondering, when are they going to drop something? So, right on time, but, you know, it's a solo project. Honey Cocaine, she dropped something, like, 90s Gold or something a while back, and I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole tape, so I might get a chance to check this next one out and see what I think about it. You know, just my little opinion, nothing too crazy. Tonight, but that's a nice list, though. Not too bad, you know. I'm going to definitely get Chameleon Air.
Not too bad at all.
Tonight again, Def Jam recording artist Young Swift on the line shortly coming up, so make sure you go ahead and get in the queue. Callers, fans, supporters, questions, comments, 760-913-4119. We are going to bring him on the line shortly. Want to go ahead and play one of his tracks, Hands Free, Young Swift, Global 14 exclusive interview coming up next.
Yep.
Yo, now listen up and understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, and then I pick it up from the bottom to the top, cause I'm built like that. Niggas talk slick, they ain't really like that. Swift been a man since way back. Swift been a man since 8-track. All my niggas on point like a ball pen. Listen, darling, never trip unless you really in the falling. For ya, fuck around, slip all in. We was out dreaming about balling. Assistant Chris Paulin, wishing for diamonds, glistening on wrists. We risking it all in. Know it's Swiffer, and you know that. No riff, sometimes for the crowd, that's really where the hoes at. Got your bitch on hold, bitch, nigga, hold up. Understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, I had plans, started with like 40 bands. Caught money, lost money, got it again. It's back to the hustle, right back we began. It's easy to lose, it's harder to win. So I've been out riding, thinking surviving. My youngin' from college, I'm drinking, she driving, I'm rolling, she smiling, we wildin'. I keep it on gold, my niggas know. Pop whatever and let it pull. Top whatever to settle the score. I got whatever you got and more. Shining this bitch like 100 stars. I need 100K and 100 bras. $100 plate and a back massage. Seeing family do it hella large. They never understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Understand me. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually.
Every minute moving, I'm out here getting to it. I show you how to do it. I show you how to do it. Got a couple bitches with me. Little niggas with me. Show you how to do it. I show you how to do it. Every minute moving, I'm out here getting to it. I show you how to do it. I show you how to do it. Got a couple bitches with me, little niggas with me. Show you how to do it. I show you how to do it.
Swiffer.
Also dope, also dope. That was Young Swift with Hands Free. I love that joint. And he's actually on the
crazy,
line with us
right
now. Yes, I loved it. I'm over here extra hype. He's on the line right now. What's good, Young Swift?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Man, feeling great. I love that track.
Good, brother. Thank you. What's up, man? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Good to have you on, man. Definitely. I've been telling people a while, man, they got to watch out for Young Swift, man. And we see it everywhere now, MTV, shows. So it's coming. So we wanted to get that interview, man, so we could let the audience know about you, dog.
Oh, most definitely, man. I appreciate the opportunity, man. You already know.
Already, man. That's what's up. Well, we definitely both had some questions. We wanted to do a little one-on-one. You already have a lot of people wanting to speak with you, I see. So I'm going to try to get through this and not,
okay,
you know, take too much of your time. So we see you're from originally from North Carolina, and I just kind of wanted to ask you a little bit about your upbringing as far as your childhood. Did you grow up in within music? Is it something you always wanted to do? Kind of give us some insight to that, if you will.
Yeah, I'm from Durham, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? All my people listening, what up, Bull City, we hit. But, I pretty much been doing music since a kid. You know, my uncle is heavy on music. He's actually a producer. My mom was a singer. My little sister actually is a singer now. Shout out to her. But, yeah, man, it's always been a part of my life since a little kid. You know, I've really been grinding and working at it.
Okay. So you grew up with the musical gene then. Okay, that's dope.
Yeah.
So when did you notice that you actually had the talent to rap, and do you sing as well?
I do a little something, not like a singer does, but, you know what I'm saying, I started really doing it, really, and started taking it serious. I was probably about 13 years old, you know what I'm saying? I really started working hard at it. Before that, I was doing sports and stuff like that, but, you know, I really got a big push from my father, you know what I'm saying, to do it. So we really went hard when I was about 13.
Awesome. So did you do the talent shows at the school? What was the girls' reaction?
I did it all. Yeah, I did the talent shows, you know, the little festivals, anything I could do, I was doing.
That's what's up. Been grinding, been out here getting it. And you're young now. You're not actually, you know, up there in age. So it's crazy to see how fast you got to where you are right now with your girls. And I kind of want to take it back to, I guess, can you tell me about your first opportunity when you were presented a deal and how that unfolded for you?
The first opportunity really for a major deal, I guess I would say, was with Akon. You know, that was probably about 2 years ago now, I'd say, when I signed with him first. But, you know, that was an amazing time and feeling for me. You know, I've been working so hard, and then finally kind of get a little bit of acknowledgement for someone of his stature, you know what I'm saying? It was a big thing for me. But, you know, nonetheless, you know, that's a thing that just comes and goes, you know what I'm saying? You still got to work hard. You really got to go and put in the work, or else being signed means nothing, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And we try to say, even though we're not signed, we tell everyone in our audience that, you know, it seems like the real work starts when you actually get signed, you know, especially staying there and then hitting the charts and whatnot. So that's what's up. That's what's up. That was really exciting. What did it feel like to meet Akon? Because that is a big thing.
Yeah, it was crazy for me. You know what I'm saying? It was down here in Atlanta. You know, a lot of people in Atlanta, you know, they used to seeing celebrities everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But I come from a small town, you know what I'm saying? Durham, we don't really see those people come out too much. But it was just a real situation for me, you know what I'm saying? Let me know things are possible. You know what I'm saying? With hard work, you can make shit happen.
That's what's up. So at that point, were you already opening for any mainstream artists? Were you headlining any tours at that time?
I wasn't headlining any tours, but, I had opened up for some artists in the past. I had done some things for Monica, DJ Unk when he was out, if y'all remember. He was hot. Neo. It was a bunch of different artists I had opened up for. I had the opportunity to do it. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to those situations. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. That's crazy. You have a nice little resume. I know you do. You have a lot that you have going on and a lot that you've done, and I'm trying to get it in and crunch it in and get you an opportunity to let our audience know what all you've done and your fans as well. And then also for me, I want to say one of my favorite records is the one that you have with Young Jeezy.
Okay, my
gosh. Yes, that was one of my favorite records. I have to get that
that's
in. I know it's not about me, but I love that record. I really do. I want to ask you, what is the most, I guess, challenging part now that you are in the industry and you have the deals presented before you and you have this deal that you have now? What's one of the most challenging parts being an artist and being in that limelight?
I think just being, it's not necessarily challenging, but it's something that, you know what I'm saying, you definitely got to keep in the forefront of your mind. You know what I'm saying, in the position that I've been granted. It's just, you know, being real to myself, you know what I'm saying, and putting out music that I feel is good and, you know, music that I feel people will respond to and look at me that's different, you know what I'm saying. It's still, you know what I'm saying, got something going on with the culture we got. So I think just being true to yourself, man. I think a lot of times artists, we get lost in the sauce, man, you know what I'm saying, trying to make a certain type of record or to appease certain type of people. But I think being ourselves, man, that's just always the best route.
Mm-hmm. And then when presented, is that something that you look for as far as when you were ready to, when you said, okay, I'm ready to go with Def Jam, this is the best situation for me. Was that important you to have that creative control as an artist?
Yeah, I wouldn't have did no type of situation without the creative control. You know, that's first and foremost to me, you know what I'm saying, as an artist. I gotta have that, you know what I'm saying? But Def Jam, when I went up there and sat down and met with the top people over there, you know what I'm saying, they really believed in what I had going on. You know, I had a great meeting with those guys up there, you know what I'm saying? So it's just really about putting in hard work and putting out good music for me.
Absolutely, no doubt. And did you have management at this time, or were you representing yourself when you were presented these deals?
I've had a strong team around me, you know what I'm saying? Without, I always tell people, man, without a strong team around you, man, it is literally nothing that you really going to be able to get done the way it's supposed to be, man. So many things in this game and in this industry that you got to get done at one time. You know what I'm saying? You got to have people around you that you can trust and people that's hard workers, you know?
No doubt. That's what's up. Appreciate you for saying that and dropping that knowledge and these jewels here tonight. Not too many more. Like I said, I'm trying to, it's, the lines is going crazy real quick. I wanted to ask you also, what do you think it is about you that sets you apart from the other artists that are out here? You are you, and you do have your own unique style, but what do you think it is about Young Swift that the fans gravitate to as far as your voice and your style?
That's always been, I think it's not necessarily a struggle, but something that every artist work on too, you know. It's just been just working hard and continuously being in the studio and studying what's going on in the industry, you know what I'm saying, and try to be different from that. You know, like you said, everybody's different. So, you know, I try to be myself and then really put myself into this music and me just being different as a person naturally, you know what I'm saying, than any other guy or person that's out here. You know, I think it comes across like that. But I always try to look at the game and look at situations and try to come from it and look at it from a different perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like if we rapping about this, everybody rapping about this, I'm going to try to, you know, you got to give them a little bit of what they want. I'm going to give them like that, but I'm going to give them another perspective from it, you know what I'm saying? So I try to do with my music.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's, you definitely got to have a balance. And then, like, the hands-free joint, like, who would think to do the Earth, Wind & Fire sample? Like, who would do that? And it turned into that? Like,
yeah, that was crazy.
On.
Shout out to the dude who sent me that beat, too, man. That beat was so crazy. When I heard it, I knew I had to go on it immediately, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
Yes, I'm loving it. It's like, because that's one of my favorite groups. I'm not that old, but it's one of my favorite groups. And so
it's all good. They timeless. You don't got to be old to know about them. It's all good.
I have to let that be known. So to mix it with your flavor and how you came on it, the delivery cadence, it was just dope. Like, it's straight up. So much respect. I loved it. And I could sit here and
it.
You're welcome. I could sit here and ask you questions all night, but I have to pass the mic to Golden as well. So, Golden, I'm sorry.
Nah, man. You know, that is love. It's love, you know what I'm saying? Because I know he's a good friend with my producer, Jay Mack, man. And ever since I met him and heard his music, a matter of fact, all of their music, which I'll, you know, get into a little bit of his crew with him. But they've been doing music for a while, and he's been letting Jay Mack let me hear their music, and I was always like, yo, these are some dope dudes, man, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm glad to have him on the show. And I'll segue right into that, man. I know you guys, like you said, you've been doing your thing, you've been rapping, you got a click. You know, that I know you plan on doing big things for once you break the door down. Could you tell the audience a little bit about Charge Nation?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I got to shout out J-Mac, too, man. You know, J-Mac always come through for me, man, so shout out to J-Mac. But Charge Nation, man, you know, it's my crew, man, my artists. I got different artists that I'm dealing with that I've dealt with, you know, say, for years now that came up with me. Vocal, shout out Vocal. You know, Focus, I got my boy Folk. My little sister, actually, Aisha, she's coming out with some great stuff. My boy Rio Corleone and all these people, you know, saying look forward to in the future. We're going to be dropping a lot of music with them. Actually, I got a song with Vocal that I sent you. You know, I sent you earlier. So he's on that joint.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, so he's on that. But, I mean, these are just all artists coming from where I'm from, you know what I'm saying, North Carolina, who've been grinding along with me, alongside of me for so many years, you know what I'm saying, and really putting in that work and doing what they got to do. So, I mean, expect to hear from them real soon.
Indeed, indeed. And I wanted to talk to you about the North Carolina roots as well, because we know we hear the story all the time. Somebody said, you know what? It's too small in my city. I got to move to New York. Got to move to Atlanta. Got to move to L.A. And that's where a lot of people get their starts. The stories never change. Did you make a conscious effort to say, listen, I'm out of here. I'm going to go try to make this thing happen. I'm headed to Atlanta. Or did something else lead you to go to Atlanta?
I actually, I actually had a situation where I just came down here one time to perform. I was probably about 16. I went out there to Club Crucial, man, and I made a lot of connects down there, man. I put my heart into the little performance, you know. But soon after that, you know, I made some connects, and I was conscious, like, yo, I gotta go to where it's hot at. Because at the time, you know, North Carolina, we didn't have J. Cole yet, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the up-and-coming artists is coming from North Carolina, hadn't really started to pop off yet. You know, it was just like a market that was really being overlooked, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, when you're in situations like that or coming from certain places, you got to go, like you said, you got to go to the places where it's real hot at, you know what I'm saying? But nigga like me, you know what I'm saying, once we get to where we're going, I'm going to bring it back home, you know what I'm saying? We're going to set that on fire.
Indeed. And that's one, that, you know, every time I talk to somebody, and I let me just give props to Atlanta right now. I don't know how many brothers that I've talked to that have left their situation, and they may be in a small town and have thrived in Atlanta. A dude told me right to my face, like, your production team, your crew would probably have so much money right now if you just relocate to Atlanta. So, like, me and J-Mac be talking about that. Like, you know what? We're going to definitely be out there a lot this year. But just shout out to Atlanta and the whole, you know, system out there. They do have it popping out there.
Yeah, Atlanta, man, just they show so much support out here, man, so much love out here in the city, especially for those who from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I haven't really seen too many places like that, yo. It's really a place to where you can get in the right situations, and if you're doing some hot shit, you know what I'm saying, they'll really support it, yo. So, you know, ATL, that's my second home, man. I can't complain. I love it here.
That's what's up. Now, we also know that I want to shout out your manager, Nando, DJ Nando, man. That dude works very hard, man. I watched a video one time back in the day because he used to Ustream videos and from Onyx. And I'm sitting there watching this dude counting the money on the DJ booth, counting the money, talking to the celebrities. big cake, you know what I'm saying? Just stacks getting thrown at him, and he's still making that place do what it do. Just explain a little bit about how DJ Nando has helped you, especially integrating you from North Carolina to Atlanta, and what that process was like dealing with him. And I think he used to deal with Jeezy a lot and a lot of different other artists out there. So just explain how your relationship and how you guys hooked up.
Yeah, Nando, man, he's been a staple out here in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Putting in work for years now, you know what I'm saying, with the whole scene that he got going on, you know, Onyx and the different clubs that he DJing at. But he was actually one of the first people I met when I came down here, you know what I'm saying? So he introduced me to a lot of people. And, of course, he got a lot of friends that's in the industry. So, you know what I'm saying, it's been nothing but love with me and Nando since we hooked up from the gate. But, you know, he's just doing his thing, man. He always has, you know, he always going to do that. So shout out to him, man.
That's real dope. Another question I definitely had, man, you got the people popping up out of Atlanta like crazy, the Trinidad, James, you know, a lot of people got crazy things to say about Trinidad. I don't hate on his situation at all. I wish him good luck. He made it, you know what I'm saying? So he trying to do his things out thing out there. But then you got a lot of artists that, you know, they put in a lot of different work. They've been putting in work for years, and they waiting to get that shot. What is something that Young Swift is looking at right now that you're saying, you know what, this is my next goal. I got to break this door down right here, and then I know I can get to the next level. Is it just touring, doing more shows, or just consistently putting out more music?
It's actually, man, it's a combination of a few things, but one of the main things I'm focusing on, it's so crazy you just said it, it's really shows, man. Yeah, I got music for days, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing music, like I said, for years, man, you know what I'm saying? Right. But right now, for me, it's important for me to go out and touch these people, you know what I'm saying, talk to them and be in front of them and mingle with them and speak to them, you know? That's what's important to me, yo. I really want to connect with the people, my supporters, and I really want to gain more supporters. So shows and touring is something you definitely could look forward to this year from Young Swift.
That's dope. That's real dope. Now, we're going to dive into the industry a little bit. Right now, industry seems to be a popularity contest. Somebody get popular on the internet, they get a deal, but then they're not holding no weight with the product that they have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seeing the climate of the industry these days and knowing what type of artist you are, an artist with actual skill, actual style, diverse, you could basically, I've heard you do different songs and you do what you do well, whether it's a song that could be pop, whether it's something that make you think, underground, you do everything well. So when you're attacking the industry right now, and I know you say you're going to be true to yourself when you're doing your thing, is there an angle that you're looking at as far as the industry's concerned, saying, maybe I need to stay away from this because I don't like the way this is going?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes, but most times, man, I be having people tell me, even my, you know, close people around me, you know what I'm saying? It don't really matter kind of what I do, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? As long as I do it the way that Swift would do it, you know what I'm saying? Say if I hopped on a, you know, Trinidad James joint, you know, Trinidad James clearly got his lane and he's paving, you know what I'm saying, and doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? If I jumped on that and try to do my thing, you know, I just got to do what I do on it, you know what I'm saying? Opposed to if I jump on some real rap stuff and do that shit. You know, it's just about being true to myself, man, really, really spitting what I want to say and putting that on the mic, you know what I mean? So really, that's about all I'm trying to do, man.
And one of my probably second to last question, because we definitely want to get people on the phone that want to talk to you.
Okay.
The internet. We know the internet is crazy. It's helping out a lot of artists. Do you when you do your music, you make sure, hey, we got to get it on the net somewhere. We got to get it on these blogs somewhere. Do you guys pay attention to the internet? Like it seems that a lot of these new artists, they're trying to get, like you said, you got a bunch of songs. A few artists got like 3 songs and try to make sure they get it on worldstarhiphop.com to see if everybody sees it. Do you put more emphasis on getting your stuff on the internet when you finish a song?
I mean, it's definitely the time and the climate of the game that we in right now. You know what I'm saying? The industry is definitely on the internet. You know what I'm saying? But whenever I do a song, I try to really feed that to the internet. And even any type of thing I'm doing, I want to do a little viral campaign for it, because that's just where the game at, you know what I'm saying? But it's also, you know what I'm saying, the lost art, you know what I'm saying, is actually being in these people's faces, man. You know what I'm saying? I think that is so important. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing like seeing somebody face-to-face and really letting somebody connect with you, man. It's nothing like that. I can't give them that over the internet sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I can't give them that real experience, you know what I'm saying? So for me, man, it's just about the balance, you know what I'm saying? Everything I do, literally, I want to throw out there on the internet just because that shit reaches worldwide, you know what I'm saying? But I'm real into it right now, you know what I'm saying, because I've done the World Stars. I've done all those little blog sites. I've spent money on different things, you know what I'm saying? But I'm really at the point now, man. I want to go touch my fans and my supporters. And I want to go be with them, and you know what I'm saying. I want to be around that energy.
I agree with that 100%, man. I think I call it the lost art too. I think a lot of these kids out here, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and you could chime in if you agree. I was telling them that a lot of these artists, you know, they spend a year leading up to their album stunting all over their audience. Like, I could buy this, you broke, check out my new Bugatti, check that out. But when you're trying to buy the album, they like, but we need that $10.99. Can you go purchase the album? And you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't stunt on your audience like for a whole year and then be like, hey, but I need your $10, even though I'm rich and I told you 8 times about that shit. But,
I'm actually not even at that point, man. I'm trying to just get my music out there, yo. I don't even be selling my shit most of the time. I do got shit for sale, you know what I'm saying? But that's just shit to come along with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here giving out shit, my CDs and T-shirts, all of that, you know what I'm saying? It's, at this point, man, where I'm at, yo, I'm really one of them type of people, man. I want the genuine love, man. I don't want nobody to go buy shit because it's not right now. And it's bandwagon, you know, people. I want somebody that, you know, I want the fans that really going to be with me for the next 10 years, you know what I'm saying, grow along with me. So that's really the shit I've been on.
Now, I think you're on the right path, man, and that's exactly what I was saying, because I noticed, like, the guys like Kendrick Lamar and these guys that go on these festival tours and meet with these fans outside in these big festivals and stuff, they come out independently and they hit the market, 300,000 sold first week,
exactly.
And it's like,
exactly.
You can see it. You can see those are the type of people that engage with the fans. They don't just stunt on them.
Because even though there's some fans, people that got a big machine behind them, you know, and they out, Mac Miller, Kendrick Lamar, those dudes outsell those guys because they actually engage with the audience. So anybody listening to what Young Swift just said, that's very important. If you're an artist out there and you think that just doing these little club runs where everybody just want to be seen in the club, make sure you go to them dive bars, them festivals on the outside. Those are the kids that come in the T-shirt, the shorts.
Yeah,
they buy your
yeah.
T-shirt and come in those. And next thing you know, you got a fan that's supporting you, merchandise, music, everything.
Everything,
so I'm
everything,
glad you said
man.
That. As you said,
everything.
Very important, man. So let me get that back to Honest. Do we have anybody on the line that want to speak to Swift right now?
Do I actually have someone? But oh man, he just fell off the queue. He must have got nervous. Well,
it's all good, bro. Call back. We good.
I know. A lot of people do that. You wouldn't believe how nervous everyone gets. Like they call, but then like, oh, but I don't want to be on live. I just want you to ask him. I'm like, no, you ask him. But he's back though. I think he's back. Okay, just one second.
Okay.
E, your vibe with G14 Ready to Cut with Young Swift?
Yeah, man. What's up? This is A from Philly, man. Northside.
What's up,
man?
Bro?
How you, man? You know, so you got some CDs coming up?
Yeah, man. I just dropped the CD not too long ago, but I got some shit coming out real soon, man. Probably within like the next month. Be on the look for it.
Next month? Nate, what's the name?
Yeah.
Name going to be?
I can't hear you, bro. What you said?
What's the name going to be?
I actually don't got a title yet, man. I'm still in the studio working. I'm probably about 5-6 tracks away.
Right. I like that joint you did with Jeezy, though.
Yeah, I appreciate
thing.
It, man. You say you from Philly?
Yeah, Northside.
I got to get up there, man. I got some people up there, man. I got to make my way up there and holler at y'all, man.
Yeah, you got to, man. You was all love in the brother's love out here, man.
Already, man. I appreciate the support, though, bro.
You too.
Real shit, you too.
Alrighty, and I have three other calls on hold just listening, and then I also have Success Media on the line, which is your team.
My people, what up, Jay?
Yes, he's on the line. He said he was going to just chill and be in the background. I was like, you sure? So he's just chilling on the line as well, but I want to let you know he's on the phone as well. So
okay.
It's pretty dope. You have a nice, solid little support team, and a lot of people are retweeting, and I'm getting followers, so whoop, shout out to thank you for the followers.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you having me on, man. I've been blessed to have people around me like that, man, for real.
Yeah. No, it's real love. Nah,
it's real
genuine. It really is.
It's real
and,
dope. He's going to build a genuine fan base, man. I remember when I first came out, JD was quoting
it
on the site and all over that joint, and nobody knew what it was. Like, on like, what is JD saying? Like, I knew what it was because I heard the song. And he really is a fan of of that record. And he actually said that he was out in Onyx last night, and he spoke to Nando about you.
He ran
to let him hear
people.
Some joints.
Yeah, man. Shout out JD, man. Hopefully we get in real soon, man, and get some work done, man. You know, he been real visible and let me know he fucked with the record, man. So it would be an honor for me, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully everything go good with that.
And that's incredible. You have great people. I mean, you're making great records with artists that, you know, people are considering living legends and looking up to and whatnot. So you're definitely, like Golden said, on a great path and great journey, and we definitely expect to see you and be here with you and grow, and the longevity is going to be there. So.
Most definitely.
We're going to support whatever Young Swift do. Shit, man, we're going to be on the lookout for them J-Mac Young Swift joints, man, because they
coming. We coming soon, man. We coming soon. Definitely coming soon with it, man.
Yeah.
And shout out Rick. Shout out Rick Broomfield, man. I know Rick is a part of your team now. I've been talking to him. I know he's going hard out there for you, man. I wanted to ask you, man, you went out to South by Southwest, and I heard you burnt it down out there. How was that experience out there?
Yeah, man, we tore it down, man. It was crazy, man. I bought Akon with me out there, man. So it was a nice little surprise for the crowd, man. But they went nuts, man. It was a real feeling for me though, man. You know what I'm saying? I really got to see, like, I'm doing some good things out here, but shit, I got a long way to go, man. When I bought Akon out, they went crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it was all good though, man. It was great out there.
That's what's up, man. Onyx was out there, touchdown, man. I didn't know if she got a chance to check out the show. We had talked a little bit later, and she said she didn't get a chance to check it out, but she was out there touching down. She said it was hectic out there. Everybody was out there.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was crazy, man. But it was crazy. That was actually my first time being at the South by Southwest,
you
man.
You know what? It was mine, too, and I'm from Texas, and I was from Austin. Yes.
How you let something like that happen?
I just, the hood, you seen them streets? Come on, man. Like, yeah, who's going to go deal with that unless you really have a reason, right?
I see. It was madness out there. But that's what's up, man. It was cool.
Yes, it was.
That's what's up, man. We definitely want them to get, you know, all your networks and stuff, because we want everybody listening to follow your movement. So, we got to get up on them joints.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. One second, we do have another call on the line, and I want to give you an opportunity to say, let's speak. So, 843 Live with Young Swift right now. She's putting ready to cut.
Hello?
Yes, you live with G14 ready to cut?
Yeah, Swift, what's up?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Hey,
okay,
yo,
what's good?
Yo, this phone from Queens, man. You might not know me, but me and my homie Clone, we fuck with you with that on Young Swift mixtape. That real nigga shit. Hell
yeah. Oh,
yeah. Hell yeah. You gotta follow me on Twitter.
I'm
Twitter, man.
Yeah, what's your joint?
Phone the kid at Twitter.com.
All right, go ahead and follow me. I'm going to catch you on my list. I'll follow you right back.
You have followed me. You already have followed me. We was fucking you last year, man. Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, we all good then, bro.
Hell yeah, Al Swing on the
beat. Hell yeah. Yeah, that's what's up, bro. You know a couple things, bro. I appreciate that shit. Real talk. All right, bro.
All
right. Yeah, he bought my old joint. I had a mixtape called Guns N' Roses. That was probably about 2 years ago, I think I put it out. I had a joint on there called Real Nigga. So that's what's up. He said he heard it. That's what's up.
Okay, I got to hear that because I'm all about that movement. Real talk.
Yeah.
We need to bring that. That need to come to the forefront real quick.
Yeah, well, we're going to make it happen. Yep, we're going to make it happen.
Well, before you give your networks out, I know you've been talking about your projects that you have coming out as well. Before you do that, can you go ahead and introduce? We want to play the other track that you sent over while you're on the line. Can you introduce that?
Yeah, most definitely. This is my one of my new records, man. I've been coming out with songs every week, you know what I'm saying, on Monday especially. This is the one I dropped this Monday. It's called Complete, featuring my homeboy Vocal. He is a Charge Nation artist, but y'all make sure you check this out, man, and get at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. This right here is for you. Yeah, your hair looks perfect, your outfit's working. It took a while, but all was worth it. Could you smile? That's just better. Here's a towel, case things get wetter. Fight the storm, nothing like a norm. We compromise and conform, like Kung Fu. Just kicking it as time moves. It went down, baby. It went down and I get down, baby. You left me. I get lonely too, don't forget me. You expect me to go all in. The nigga with pride, scared to fall in. I fuck up and you take me back. You picking up when I'm calling. I'm like, love,
I
miss you.
Blue dream for the nightmare.
Digging the samples here right now. Very nice.
I appreciate it.
Now, you said you drop a new track every Monday. Are you doing that?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I'm dropping a new track via my Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting them out on Twitter and then the blog site. Shout out to all the blog sites, too, that's picking them up, man. I ain't getting number support and love, man. That's real.
Okay, definitely. Well, we'd be glad to hop on that as well and not a train, but just, you know, just to support, and we'll pick those up and play those. We know we broadcast every Wednesday night, so
yeah,
we'd like to get
much
that
appreciated.
In. So, any other things that you wanted to mention that you have coming? No, you know what I wanted to ask you? I did want to ask you this before we let you go tonight. Is there anything else that you think that you might want to do as you progress, that you have an interest in, such as acting? Anything else that you want to get into in this industry?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a businessman, you know, so it's definitely some things I'm going to venture into, hopefully. Acting would definitely be one of them. Clothing, fashion, design, all of that stuff. Clothing, liquor. I mean, I got a few plans I want to do, man, but, you know, my first love and first passion and thing that's going to hopefully kick off everything is the music. So I'm pretty focused on that right now, at least to when I get to where I want to be with it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I got you. One project at a time. I could dig it. So anything out right now that you want to promote else aside from the, you know, the track that you drop every Monday on Twitter? You said you're in the studio right now working on your album or a mixtape?
I'm coming out with a little mixtape, another mixtape. I probably won't be dropping the album so maybe later this year or early next year. I really want to build up a solid, solid fan base and group of supporters, you know what I'm saying, before I just jump out the window like that, you know.
That's so sorry.
I just want everybody, man, make sure you check out my mixtape I just dropped not too long ago. It's called MDMI, Major Deal, Minor Issues. That's on live mixtapes, or if you Google it or whatever. And I guess I can give out my Twitter to everybody if they're listening. It's Twitter / Young Swift, YoungSwift, and my Facebook, same thing, / Young Swift. And Instagram is my Instagram, Swiffer Baby, SWIFFA_baby, BABY. So just hit me up, man. We stay connected, you know?
No doubt. I want to say thank you so much again for taking the time out of your evening, and to all of your supporters and fans that are on the line and that's listening, that's retweeting and tweeting. It's a very exciting night, and I could hardly stay focused because I'm just like, woo, I'm excited. The music is great.
I'm excited. I appreciate all the love, man, for real. I get overwhelmed with it sometimes, but I appreciate it, seriously.
Yeah, it's coming.
Nah, that's what's up, my brother. Keep
place.
Doing your thing out there, man. Keep doing your thing and keep touching the fans, man. You know, the nation going to hear about you soon than the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Just stay focused, and I know you're going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So until we all come to Atlanta again and check you out, man, be safe and do your thing, my brother. We'll be watching and supporting.
All right, man. I appreciate it, man. Hit me up sometime. We got some work to get in. You already know.
Indeed, we're going to definitely do it. You know, I'm going to holler at you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out your old team. Shout out the homie Focus, man. You know, that boy still got some joints I ride to from the old school that Mac let me have. He in the iTunes. That's the homie right there, man. And Al Sween and Al Sween, Quick Money, Rick, Nando. Y'all boys keep doing y'all thing, man.
Man, you already know, man. I appreciate y'all having me, man. Anytime y'all need me, just holler at me. I got you.
Thank you so much.
All right, now.
Alrighty, Young Swivel on G14 Ready to Cut on a Wednesday night, taking the time out of his busy schedule. Really appreciate it. Love that guy. Really love his, you know, Yes, he really is. I love the humility and I love the talent. You don't get both very often, so it's very nice to have that. sometimes it's the littlest things, but it really is something to get excited about. So everyone who wasn't familiar, please do get familiar with what he has going on, Young Swift. You can follow the Twitters, Young SWIFT, and then at G14 Radio at Global 14. We're getting like a massive sweep of calls coming in, but you guys might have just missed them. But 760-913-4119, we do have another interview coming up, regular independent artist, and hopefully we can introduce you to him as well if you're not familiar. So, but I really enjoy
regular, him. He's from out my way. He's from Orlando, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is. I was going to, and actually his DJ and team, they knew who you were, so it was great. It was a nice full circle moment.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, yeah, man, I hadn't seen Rick in a minute. I actually thought he moved. And also, he run with a dude. I used to run with a dude that I know, Seth Brundle, who I hadn't seen in a minute. But he actually just requested me on Instagram. So I just got back in touch with Seth, and I hadn't seen him in a long time. He had a kid and everything. Shout out to Brundle. So, yeah, it's dope to get Rick on here, man. When I saw that his name was on, I was like, oh, that's what's up. Rick from out here, man. Well, he's not from out here, but he live out here.
I think Rick
from Virginia or D.C., one of them. But,
yes.
Man, he's dope. Rick is dope.
Yes, he was. I met him at South by Southwest, ran into him, and it was just a nice, like I said, organic full circle moment type deal. Because I said, okay, where are you from? You know, you do all of that, and then the basics, and then he's like, yeah, and then his DJ or team manager was there too as well, and they like, yeah. I said, well, yeah, I do the show. My host is Golden Fleece. Wait a minute, Golden Fleece? Like, yeah, from Orlando. So it just was really nice. And I said, see? So it was just really, you know, we had to get him on the show after that. It was a nice,
I think he was out there. Man, damn, I wonder was he out there with Tron the student. That's another homie. I think he touched down out there. There was a few homies from Orlando
it was a nice team of people there. And don't get me to naming because I'll get it all messed up. So please don't ask me to do it. Please don't ask me to mess it up. But while we're actually going to bring him on the line shortly, we could take a quick break. And did you have anything in the news that caught your attention?
The one that I had really caught my eye was that Kid Cudi left Good Music.
I seen that on my timeline.
Man, Cudi announced that he was leaving Kanye West Good Music. That's actually new. It came to me, and I really wanted to find out what was going on with that.
Yeah, I always thought Cudi bought
a different type of style to the Good Music label. So, you know, I was always digging that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just a different type of dude. But I guess he's gone off the label. Also, another thing that caught my eye that I wanted to talk about was the whole Rick Ross. We didn't get to touch on this last week, the whole Rick Ross
rape line in his song, which everybody's attacking him about, condoning rape and slipping some shit in girls' drinks. Talib Kweli really went at him about that. So those are the two things that I really, you know, was looking at in the news that we probably could discuss. I think the rape lyric, I wanted to get some insight. I wanted to hear what the audience thought. I wanted to hear what people thought about Rick Ross saying, hey, I slipped something in a drink real quick. That's heavy. That's heavy.
Yeah,
that's not no bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Ross B, we can go in on that. We can definitely go in on that. Young Swift interview just happened again. Dope. If you missed it, you will be able to go back and play it after this tonight's episode of The Cut. And again, don't forget G14 Radio is via global14.com, which is the General Jermaine Dupri social networking site, blogs, networking tools, ladies, cars, fashion, pretty much everything, parties, exclusive music. Everything.
Just to make you think. I know.
Debates and stuff. Real debates.
No
boys will post.
DJ Clue got arrested and was suspended license holding some pills. So
wow.
DJ Clue, he got caught out there. Jimmy Fallon is taking over Jay Leno's spot. JD put that up there for everybody to read. That's kind of history
JD
right
coming
there.
With
Jay Leno's been holding that spot down for mad years. So
for
Jimmy Fallon to take that spot, that's some crazy news. But yeah, everything is on Global 14, man. We be on there discussing anything. So sign up.
Yeah, for real. And the quotes of the day is one of my favorite things as well. I like that. I like the inspirational stuff. I like that motivation stuff. And I'm actually motivated and excited about the next guest. Again, Rec Regular coming, based in Orlando, Florida right now. And he is coming on the line shortly. And we actually want to get into one of his tracks because he'll be on the line with us. I'm so sorry, you guys. When people tweet me, I get a little distracted. But Regular, rolling. We're going to drop that joint right now. G14 Ready to Cut coming up next. Regular.
Maybe you should copy, got it moving. Come and watch me.
Right. Playing for my brain so the money might drop in. Dress code looking next up wreck, well then I guess so. Rolling, I'm trying to keep it moving. So you can ride alone or be asking what I'm doing. Rolling, put it all in motion. Maybe you should copy, got it moving. Come and watch me, come and watch me. Rolling, put it all in motion. Maybe you should copy, got it moving. Come and watch me, come and watch me. Rolling, put it all in motion. Maybe you should copy, got it moving. Come and watch me, come and watch me. Rolling, put it all in motion. Maybe you should copy, got it moving. Come and watch me, come and watch me.
That's what's up. Dope. That was Vec regularly rolling. I really like that joint. Nice music tonight. Loving it. He's actually on the line with us right
that
now. Looks good.
That joint was tight. I really like that joint. Joint was clean. I like that.
Yes.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, man. I appreciate the love, man. First of all, I appreciate y'all for having me on.
No doubt. You're welcome.
I saw good. It's crazy, man. I saw the schedule. And I was like, Reg, man, that's my people from out here, man. Yeah, I ain't seen nobody in a long time, been moving around a little bit, you know what I'm saying, in and out of state. But what's going on, my brother?
Man, everything is going on, man. Just staying positive, trying to stay active, man. I said the other day, man, my biggest battle now is idle time, man, just trying to stay motivated and busy, making more records, man. So I haven't dropped a project in a little while, so, man, I'm really excited to drop this new project and this new music, man. I just can't wait. I'm like, it's like Christmas all over again, man. I just can't wait to drop.
Ready to unwrap some on these folks. Well, we definitely going to get into the interview, man, so people can know about Rec Regular, you know what I'm saying? And so they can look forward to that gift you're about to give them, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So we want to get into it first and foremost, man. I know that you're out here in my city in Orlando, but you're not originally from here. Damn, that's like everybody in the city. But where you originally from, brother, and just give us a little bit of background on where you're originally from.
Okay, yeah, a lot of people are getting mixed up with me, man. I'll be having this good time for me to clear it up. I was born in Kansas City, Missouri. You know what I'm saying? I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. I'm a diehard Royals fan.
Right.
You know, I know people hate to hear that, but it is what it is. That's why I was born. I stayed there for 9 years. Then I moved to Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana. That's where that kid Hurricane Chris is from. Actually, we from the same hood. He just stayed across the tracks. You know what I'm saying? So, that's where I was raised at. That's where I learned all my life lessons at. My first fight, my first girlfriend, all that was learned in Shreveport, Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? So then I moved to Orlando. I moved down here actually in 2003. Then I moved back home for a year. Then I came back down in 2005, and I've been down in Orlando ever since. Well, actually, I've been back and forth from Orlando, of course, to Miami and Atlanta, and just traveling, but my base has been here in Orlando since 2005.
Okay, nice. So, wow, that's what's up, because I had thought originally it was from the DMV type area. So I think that might have been Seth, though. That might have been Seth that was from up there and then moved down here. I know y'all used to run around together, so I might have got that confused. But y'all always had dope music, so that's what's up. Man, I never knew you was from Louisiana. All Kansas City, man. You got some looking forward to do with the Chiefs, my brother. Like, they got to step it up a little bit, man.
Listen, I don't have any words for anybody because, you know, we're in a rebuilding state, so you never
right,
know what
right.
next season. You know, we may come out and have a crazy season. You know, anything's going to be better than what we've been doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just looking forward
to
the next
season. Well,
I'll
tell you one thing. I can't even talk right now. My squad is the Ravens. That's my squad, been my squad forever. And right now, I don't know what's going on, but we about to be rebuilding. So I don't got room to talk about nobody's squad. At least we won the Super Bowl, but I don't know what's going to happen next year. So let's just get off football all together because we might both be in the tank next year. But I remember meeting you, man, back in the day. Y'all brothers definitely doing y'all thing around the area. And I always liked your name. Can you let the audience know how Regular came about?
Right. Well, the name actually came about because, you know, I was actually big in production at first. So my name like I was in the industry as a producer. That's what I was doing before I was making my own records and doing my own thing. You know, I made a couple of tracks for Soulja Boy, did a couple of tracks for Fly Society. Shout out to TK and Hit Nine them over there when they were, you know, they still doing their music thing. And I was doing some stuff for Po' Boy a little bit when I was down south, when I was in Miami for the half a year I was down there. But you know, that's where my name came from, man. Like that's where my production name came from. Actually, was my production name, you know, and it just kind of stuck. You know, people would hear the name, they would either ask, "What does it mean?" or "Why do you call yourself that?" And both of those outlets were pluses to me because I'm like, it puts in question who I am, and it gives me opportunity to name myself. You know what I'm saying? It gives me an opportunity to tell you who I am and what I do. So,
It's dope. It's a dope name, original joint. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, anytime somebody asks you something, give you an opportunity to explain and gain a new fan, you want that. So all the young listeners just listening out there, you know, everybody can be young and little. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got that before every name in the rap game. If you're trying to come in the industry, you don't got to be young this and little that and shorty that.
Right.
You know, pick you something that somebody going to want to know what that's about. You know what I'm saying? Or you could just use your name like a lot of these dudes are doing right now. Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Danny Brown. Brothers ain't really even, you know, doing it no more. The music is speaking for itself. But I've always liked that name, and I always thought it rolls off the tongue dope. So I'm glad to know the origin came for production. Now, since you was a producer, you're a producer and a rapper, what did you start doing first? Did you start dabbling in the beats first, or did you start rapping, and at what age?
Yeah, it was definitely the beats, man. I was always writing. I wasn't writing exactly raps. I was always doing poetry and stuff like that. I was always artistic. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who personally knows me, you know, I used to draw a whole lot, and I've always just been dabbling in art and just writing and doing whatever, you know, making clothes, whatever I can do. And just take up time. That's what I was basically doing, you know what I'm saying? Picking up hobbies and doing whatever, you know. But I was definitely making beats before I was rapping. I was putting beats together first. The whole rapping thing came about when one day I was in the studio. I was in a session. I was in New York, actually. I was up there where I was at, 53rd, Manhattan, somewhere up there. I was somewhere up there in one of them studios, man. Back in 2005.
God, is it?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, man. But shout out to Collab Entertainment. You know, that's the first group of people who basically gave me my opportunity when I was down, when I first came down to Orlando. That's who I was up there with. And I had this verse to a song that I was going to do, but I was up there actually, you know what I'm saying, recording over the track. And I guess the artist didn't show up, but somebody was supposed to show up. And they didn't show up to the session, and they had this 16 bars. So I was like, "Yo, I jump on it." You know what I'm saying? And it was like, everybody was looking like, "Huh?" Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you know,
right.
I don't know if it's some unwritten law that producers are not supposed to rap or whatever it is. I don't understand it. It was really dominant back then. Like it was like, you know, you're a producer, stick to producing. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know, like. I spit too. I'm gonna go in there and knock it down. And you know, everybody always says when they get the song, like, yo, you had the hottest verse out there. And I'm like, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I took it back home to the family. It was like, why don't you take it seriously? And I was like, that was just me dabbling with it and giving it a try. You know what I'm saying? I was like, maybe I'll put together a project. And then that's when I jumped into the group, the Astro Kids. That's where you know me from. Actually, that's when you first met me, when I was dealing with the Astro Kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember. You're right
about that.
Mm-hmm. And I jumped into that. Was
Tape a
part of
that? Yeah. And then when I jumped into that group, basically, it gave me an outlet to rap. You feel me? It gave me an outlet to,
right,
you know,
right.
Show everybody what I had. And since that foundation, since that group, and since that group is dispersed, it's like, the same fans that I had back then, I have now, and I haven't dropped a project in years, and they still follow me and follow my, you know what I'm saying, follow my music, and it's crazy. So I was like, okay, the word travels, so I was like, I got to continue to do this. I got to continue
right.
to get back and continue to keep pushing and keep making tracks, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I continue
to do.
That's
awesome, brother.
Yeah,
That's awesome. I definitely remember the Astro Kids. That is exactly when I first met you. And to have people just follow you and continue to support you, even when you haven't dropped music in years, just that lets you know the impact that you made when you did start rhyming, when you did start showing people that ability that you had. So I definitely commend that. I'm glad you jumped on that 16 and let them know, hey, look, I could do this too. It's the same with me back in the day, man. Producing and rapping, you know what I'm saying? It's like once you're an artistic type of person, creative type of person, you're not afraid to dabble in any of that. You're not afraid to, you know, take a shot at it.
Right. That's basically what I did, man. Ever since then, it's all been history, man. I've been in a couple tracks here and there, you know what I'm saying? Been on a couple shows, been on a couple tours, you know what I'm saying? Just really, I was just honing to my craft, getting better. You know what I'm saying? I want to call it training, but I was just getting better at it, you know what I'm saying? Just loosely tightening up the ends, you know what I'm saying? Just getting the flow right, getting the beats right. I've been ready to go. It's just I hadn't dropped the project in so long, so I didn't know how I was going to come back into the game, because when I left, I was an Astro Kid. You see what I'm saying? I was doing some left field weird music, and what's crazy was back then people were like, the labels were like, this is not going to work. But now I look at the industry now, and basically what we're doing back then is what everybody's doing now. So it was like, okay, now I can fit. It's space for me now. I can, because kind of back then, I want to say like 5, 6 years ago, it was the D-boy era. Everybody was, you had to be doing this is what you had to be doing. You know, so you had your artists here and there, but you had, mostly it was just everybody was D-boys. And every, like,
right.
Yeah, here's the weird group coming into your office is trying to get signed. You're like, we can't put you on tour with nobody. We can't put you in any radio sets. Music is just weird. We don't know what to do with you. It wasn't that they weren't interested. Like, we don't know what to do with you. So we kind of just.
I want them to definitely hear what you're saying. I think your phone is breaking up a little bit. It might be the area you're in. I'm not sure. Can you hear us fine?
Yeah, I can help. Let me see. Okay, hello?
Yeah.
You hear me better now?
Yeah, it was a little bit of static going on. I wanted to make sure, you know what I'm saying, if that was the area, maybe you could move around a little bit so everybody could hear what you're saying.
Gotcha. Yeah. But yeah,
it's still there a little bit. But, you're right. Everybody wanted to be the D-Boys, and, you know, everybody got the same story. It's always refreshing when somebody comes out with something that's original. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why people are probably definitely vibing with you still to this day, because you gave them something new. And maybe, you know, they have been saturated with that other shit that everybody trying to spit around here, and, you know, images people are trying to portray. And, you know, you're starting to see right now rappers that are just themselves are getting the shows, the tours, the accolades. You know, it's kind of crazy. I think people are kind of bogged down with the bullshit, bro.
Right, and you know what? It's always going to be a place for that type of music. There's nothing wrong with it, man. I love doing collabs with guys that do that type of music, because it always comes out a fun record. You know what I'm saying? A record's always hype, it's always fun, it's always love. But, I mean, it was a point in time a couple years ago, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to say 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, where that's the only thing that was accepted. And it wasn't really any space for it. A couple of guys, you know, with a couple of strong co-signs that was doing some different music, and they were in the door. But other than that, it was just kind of left out the straight. So, I mean, you know, everything comes full circle now. Like you said, you look at the game now, you have a lot of people coming into the game. It's just themselves, and it's just original, and they're making different types of music, and people are just open to listening to it, because I guess they had to get tired of listening to what they were listening to kind of get to this, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Cool, man. It's cool. I love it. I felt the love. I was out there at South by Southwest. That's where I ran to Onyx at. It was cool.
Yeah, we wanted to get into that, because that means you're venturing out big time to do your thing. And basically, shows.
Right.
I love artists that move out of their city, man. I'm a big travel person. I'm always gone. And I'm seeing you doing your thing, touching down in other places. You just said Miami, Atlanta, New York. How does it feel when you go to other cities and try to plant your flag there, man, letting people know, hey, I'm regular, this is what I'm doing? Is this a big, important part of your movement? Do you like to go touch the people? Young Swift was just on. He said that he definitely loves to do that. Is that a part of your repertoire, too, just going where you can and showcasing your talents.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Let me tell you, like, going to these other cities, like, you know what's crazy? I'm more nervous in doing shows here than I do than I do in other cities. That's crazy, but it's true. Like, because I know when I get on stage automatically in these different cities, it's automatically all attention because they're looking like, okay, who is this guy? I never seen him before. I never heard of him. So I have your undivided attention already without you even knowing because you're willing to pay attention more to someone that you don't see all the time or you haven't heard of. But these people in your city is co-signing like, okay, this dude said, you know, Rick, this dude, okay, he's on the flyer. Who is this guy? Then I hit the stage and I put a hell of a performance on. And I've gained another fan. I've gained another person that believes into believes in the music and is willing to stay tuned for my mixtape and is willing to click that new video I just put up. You know what I'm saying? That interaction with that with that fan, with that one person, or with that few people means a whole lot more than me just, you know, being in Orlando, going to the club, getting banged up and just standing around.
Most definitely. Preach to them. I hope you guys, some Orlando folks listening on the phone, baby. I'll be trying to tell them.
yeah, because not for nothing, bro, not for nothing. I used to be that guy that, you know, I used to be in the clubs all the time, and, you know, I love the city. I love clubbing here, you know what I'm saying? I love being in Orlando, you know what I'm saying? I love, you know, it's just, you know, it's a love-hate relationship. You love to be here, but you're like, dang, I could be somewhere else doing something, or I could be in this city.
Yeah, okay, exactly. This
tour is going on. I'm like, man, what am I doing right now? You know, so I'm mostly in a spot out here, and my mind in two other cities, like, damn, I could be there right now. Doing that,
right.
I can be here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
we always talk to people about impact. That's impact. You're making an impact, and I think any listener that's on the phone right now, that's listening to what Rec is talking about, listening to what we're saying, impact is important. And sometimes it's hard to make an impact on a city that you grew up in, went to grade school in. People know you as so and so, and then you transition and tell people you want to be a rapper. You know, you're going to get the outside support, like, oh, do your thing. But it's not really going to be like that person that never met you in your life and you go to his city and tear it down and they're going to remember that. Like, oh, man, he murdered that. Who is that guy? You know what I'm saying? So very, very, very important jewel to anybody that's out there working a 9-to-5 if you're trying to rap and you're saving your money. And, you know, don't save your money for shows in town. Venture out, you know, get your CDs, your flyers, your T-shirts, whatever you want to touch down with, and go show somebody else those talents, people that have never met you, people don't know you from grade school. They can't look in the yearbook and see you in there. You know what I'm saying? I think that's very important, so I'm glad you touched on that.
Very important, man, because it's nothing like it, man. And, like, that's what it ignited a whole other fire in me, like, especially being out there at South by Southwest and just the response and the interaction and bumping into people, and just, it's crazy. I got so many new fans from out there. It was just a dope situation. So it just motivated me more. I'm trying to get on this. I'm supposed to get confirmation in a week or two. I'm trying to get on this Warped Tour with bands. So if I can get on that,
dope.
Yeah.
That'd
be crazy. That'd be really crazy, man. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, and you know what I'm saying, hoping things just pan through. And, you know, everything's clean as a go, because that's like that crowd that you perform to on that tour is what you want, because that's where it's at.
Right.
That's where
you're
it's
right.
at, man. So,
that's the crowd that buy your merchandise. That's the crowd that look for every music you drop. That's the crowd that genuinely cares about music. And we were talking to Swift about this a little while ago. They don't care about the trend and anything like that. They come to these shows ready to get sweaty and wet because they're going to be dancing, jumping around, doing whatever they do to music that they love. They don't need the Gucci shirts. They don't need the Burberry's and the Louis shoes. They're coming out there to listen to the crowd and get busy. So, I mean, listen to the artists and get busy. So those type of tours, if you could get on that rack, that would be a blessing. And I'm going to go ahead and put a prayer in the air that you make that walk to a brother, because that would be real nice.
Right, man. Trust me. I've been praying every night and every day for it, man, because I know, like, there's a number of things going on right now. I'm going to get into that, too. My project, actually called Record My Via. It's a mixtape. It's not a mixtape, actually. You know what I'm saying? It's actually like an album. You know what I'm saying? It's actually 8 albums.
But I
like
wanted Onyx to definitely. I was going to bring on Onyx to talk about your new projects that you got going on. So we definitely want you to really dive into that. So before you do get in that, and didn't mean to cut you off, I want to bring her back on so she could talk about what you got going on now and what the people could look forward to. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, that was so nice of you. I was like, oh, I wanted to ask him.
Yeah, no, I know you had those questions in the barrel. I know you had those in the
oh
clip.
Oh, my God,
so
you
like,
know
well,
me.
Let me,
he
you
knows
know?
Me,
yeah,
Rick.
Oh, let me like the bat. Yo,
look,
man, we,
I was
let me tell you
was
something,
like,
man.
I want to ask him
we
so
cold,
bad.
We tight. Nah, nah. I know you by now, man. I'm telling you. People know, man. I told them last week we almost beat people up in the Waffle House in Atlanta together.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Back.
I'm telling people that. They're going to think I'm ratchet or something. Like,
nah,
don't
nah,
tell everybody.
Just down for yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm loving that. I know that we got each other's back on the show and outside in the street,
in
too.
In these streets.
You did?
Yeah, it's true, man.
It's real, it's real. But no, Rec, before you, you know, gave the projects and all of that, I wanted to leave the people, let you leave the people with that so they had that fresh in their mind while you left the interview. You do have a couple calls. You had about 3 or 4, and still do, too, that want to speak or comment, question. But what I wanted to ask you was also, you know, I actually, you kind of touched on it a little bit about being out there and being at South by Southwest. What is one of the things, now that you've transitioned from producer to artist and you have the strong online presence, as we can see, you have massive followers and whatnot on your IG and Twitter and all of the social networks. What is it for you that is something that you have to do, or what is the way I can explain this? What's difficult to you as far as the business side in the industry? Is there anything that you say, okay, I really, this right here, I wish I didn't have to deal with this, or this right here, I don't want to handle it? What is it in the industry that's going to determine for you whether you're going to do indie or mainstream? Does that
creativity.
Make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I can answer that as just one word, creativity. Like when I, as an artist, I can speak for a lot of artists that I know personally. You know, as an artist, you know, it's what's going on and what you're able to do. Like, somehow, some way, no matter what, and I had to come to the end with this too, no matter what, you got to be able to do what's going on. No matter when you come in the game or what you do, you have to be able to at least do what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I call that, like, that's the standard. Like, at standard, you got to at least be able to rap over a 2 Chainz track these days, or a Drake track, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And you got to somehow, you know what I'm saying, not do what they're doing, but you have to, it's certain things you have to meet in criteria as an artist to be put in those things. Or you can be like earlier you were saying about Trinidad James.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Where he just dropped I'll Go Everything, and that was like a shot in the clouds, and he brought the universe down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he went all the way right field, all the way to the tempo he used. That tempo was, like, super slow. Like, I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
even expect anybody to rap over anything that slow, and he did that, and he owned it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause, and the reason he owned it was because he was doing him. Like, that's what he wanted to do over that track. He wasn't worried about what was going on. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So it's like that's where it'll probably be a conflict at, my creativity. Like, I like to have full creative control.
Mm-hmm.
I bump heads with a lot of people. I bump heads with managers. I've had deals on the table. I bump heads with them. Because the bad thing about me and the good thing about me is I'm a producer. So
exactly.
It's no way in a meeting I can say I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because I can do that. I can probably do it better. You know what I'm saying? Not if,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I had the opportunity, because I'm a producer, so I'm able to, I can match the tempo. I'm my own producer. I don't have to. You know, call out and try to get beats or go through that whole struggle trying to get a sound of what's going on. I can just make something, you know. So, and that's my main struggle most of the time, but I got over it, you know what I'm saying? After
mm-hmm.
a while, you just have to get over it. It's the industry. I mean, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like, you can't keep fighting yourself. At the end of the day, you're just fighting you. Like, if you're able to do it, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out the
Absolutely.
Way, you know what I'm saying? Not in those words, just get it out the way, but just do it. If that's what they want and it's easy, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem. And once I start doing that, that's when I start moving forward. like at a faster rate. Oh, they need this. Okay, whatever. They need this. Boom. Okay, done. You know, it was nothing. And once that started happening, everything just started moving a whole lot faster. I stopped fighting myself. So, yes, it's creativity.
Okay, yes, I'm glad you explained that and broke it down. I was trying to find a way, you know, the politics, the business, and I didn't mean paperwork side. I definitely meant, you know, like I said, the politics of it all, and then still being able to do you, and then the indie and the mainstream. When you're independent, you can do all that. However, when mainstream puts that forefront out there, when they put the Trinidad James, when they put the 2 Chainz, when they put the Pour It Up, when they put all these strip joints and all these Mike Will Made It, you know, you have to be able to cater to that as well and still keep you as well. So that was something I just wanted to know. Since you mentioned that you work with Soulja Boy and Po' Boy Entertainment, so I knew that you dabbled into that mainstream era. So I just kind of wanted to get your take on that.
It's different as a producer, too. You know, once you're doing that, you're really not even directly in contact with those guys, too. So you learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the worst way, but the best way to learn, because, you know, you're sending tracks off and you're keeping yourself legally sound, you know what I'm saying, keeping all your legality straight, and you're sending these tracks off, making sure everything's copywritten and all that. And then, you know, they're jumping through hoops to figure out a way to get the tracks and stuff from you without having to pay or, you know, whatever it may be. It's never a personal thing, you know what I'm saying? It's always just a business at the end of the day. You know, once I began to accept that, everything, you know, start moving smoothly, too. You know what I'm saying? Just going through those situations as being a producer, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah, I understand it's just business. Keep it moving. It's not going to stop anything. They're going to keep moving towards their goals. I'm going to keep moving towards mine, you know?
That's what's up. I like that. You definitely come with a wealth of knowledge, and I noticed that when we met at South by Southwest, and it was really a pleasure and exciting, and I wasn't even supposed to be there. Like I told you, remember, I said I was just swinging through, and and Poncho was like, yeah, my homie Rec, and then I said, what? Let me meet these guys. Went over there and met you guys, and now you're on the show. So, and then, you know, Golden, the whole, so it's just crazy. I love the full circle. I was talking about that before you came on the line. I love that because in this industry, it's hard to know that there's still, you know, hardworking, genuine people in the game, really out here getting it, grinding, traveling, and whatnot, like yourself, so and us. So I just commend you for that, and that's what's up. I mean, keep it up. I didn't really have anything else I wanted to ask you because you guys touched on everything, and I was like, oh man, I wanted to ask him what his name is. Like Golden got all the good questions. I was like, man, I didn't get to ask him what his name is, but we do have two other calls waiting to speak with you, so I'm going to bring them out. Actually, Shreveport, I know the area code. Shout out to Shreveport, I believe, is on the line. And I'm going to just bring them live right now. 318, you live with G14 Radio Cut and Rec Regular.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good, thank you.
I just want to say what's up to Rick Regular, and it actually is my brother, and tell him good luck, and I hope he keeps up the good work.
Nice.
That's fam right there, that's love.
Alrighty.
Lot of love when the fam called through, bro. That's the best.
Yes,
right,
it is.
That's love right there. Tell everybody at the crib, I love them for supporting
me. Sure
they already know, man.
And we love y'all too. Thanks, y'all.
Oh, thank you so much. And shout out to Shreveport holding it down. I know about it.
Get out of here.
Calling Shreveport in the building.
Shreveport, Louisiana, man.
The boot. Already, man. Like Golden said, anytime family closing is definitely dope. I mean, it's nothing like family first. And actually, you had, was it your cousin that was there when I met you, Rec?
Yeah, you know what's crazy, even crazier? Like, I haven't seen my cousin. That's my first cousin. Shout out to Ricky, first of all. I haven't seen him, like, in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was our first time seeing each other in 8 years. And, like, I called him, like, you know it's family when you call 2 days prior, like, look, I'm going to be in your city. Listen, I'm going to be
come
in Dallas. You got to come down. you got to come down 3 hours to Austin to see me. You know what I'm saying? He was like, why don't you just fly into Dallas and see me, and then we go down there together. So that's what I ended up doing. I ended up flying to Dallas and chilling with my cousin for a whole day, which was super cool because I haven't chilled with, like, immediate family in, like, years. It's been it's been years since I, you know what I'm saying, had my kin, like first of kin there, and we eat lunch together. Like, people take that for granted every day. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been blessed with that in years, so just to do that, I could have just went home after that and been happy.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
we ended up going down to the South by Southwest and, you know, shut it down. Shout out to Nephew. That's why I was down there. He's actually an artist that he says I mentored him, but I didn't. I just kind of showed him the way of things, and he ended up getting a showcase. And then when he got the showcase, he got me one. So
that's
kind of how it worked. And then once that happened, that's when your boy Puncho hit me up, was like, yo, we need to perform here and here. So I had like two more shows lined up. Like, everything just ended up just lining up while
mm-hmm.
I was out there. And I ended up running into like just some amazing people. So, yeah, that was a cool situation.
It is. And what I love about it is, like you said, everything began to line up and just, you know, even the whole, just all of us, again, knowing one another, meeting you, that type deal, all of that, that's when, you know, it's meant to be. And, you know, God isn't working and he's moving and everything's, you know, moving forward as it should. So I just really like stories like that. And I really like to hear about, you know, things happening as they should. You know, when the doors continue to open, that's when you know it really is for you. So
right.
Congratulations. And I'm just excited about your career and everything you have coming up. So, yeah, we're going to be beside you while you're grinding with
you.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. This new project, this record of mine here, I haven't dropped the project. I'm trying to get the exact date in my mind. I want to say 2009, July 19th. The last time I dropped a full body project, not like free. Like, I've been featured on, like, numbers of mixtapes since then, and I've been staying active that way. You know, the mixtape game is so crazy now. Like, you don't really have to even drop. If you're an active artist, you don't have to really drop a mixtape. You can just be on other mixtapes. I encourage other artists to do that, too. Like, if you're working on your music, man, just jump on. Like, it's so many mixtapes popping. Like, y'all said it earlier. I was laughing. Somebody just dropped the mixtape 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A DJ just dropped the mixtape 2 seconds ago. Like, link with these DJs and get your music to these DJs and stuff like that. That's the best way to get your music out, because that's where my fans come from, honestly, just jumping on other DJs' mixtapes. Shout out to the Hitman DJs, too, jumping on their mixtapes. And, you know what I'm saying, just reaching out to these other cities. It's Orlando's one city in Florida, you know what I'm saying? So many other cities in Florida, so many other cities in other states. You just...
Right.
Just get on the internet and just look for DJs and see what they got going on. If they got a mixtape, jump on the mixtape. What do you have to lose at that point? You know what I'm saying? You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything but gain new fans in that environment, wherever they're at. So that's what I did, honestly, for the past 4 years. And then I was like, you know how it goes. Like, you guys, obviously y'all support me. Fan support. I got people here, you know, people in your ear like, man, drop some music, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, drop some original music. And I was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one to just like to waste music, so I decided to just drop a project, man.
No, that's dope. That's dope. That's exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, and recommend as well to the audience, you know, to do those things, to stay out there. There are ways to stay relevant and, you know, stay consistent. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, dropping mixtape after mixtape after mixtape, especially when you haven't, you know, the timing, and then building that fan base and then touching down and getting to know the people and hitting these blog sites, doing these interviews, you know, building up that anticipation for the mixtape to where now everyone cares about the mixtape coming out. You know, you have some artists that are backwards and they drop one every month. You're like, you just dropped one. And, you know, I didn't even get past chat two. So, you know, it's like, you know, you really have to manage, and it's just time and budget, and, you know, when you're a great artist.
Make sure you have that budget behind you, too.
Yes.
Right.
Make sure you got, when you drop that mixtape, make sure you got some gas in your car that you could get to the next city.
Exactly.
Leave the block. Leave the street.
Back to back. You got these graphic covers, but ain't nobody seeing them because, you know, you can't do anything.
Man, you all nice with the Photoshop and shit, and you can't even go 2 miles down the street. I don't know how many brothers drop those projects and don't have marketing budget to leave and go promote your shit, give your shit to different people. You know what I'm saying? It's not just
like I said again, standing in your city, giving people who can look you up at the yearbook, or, you know, can look you up online and just know you from around there. And it's unfortunate, like Rex said, like, I understand getting nervous here mm-hmm. in the places where you're from. You're most likely to people, that's just regular, you know what I'm saying? He be around doing this thing. He nice, though. And you go out of town, and people be like, damn, man, you got to come back, pay you money and everything. I'm telling you, I make the most money out of town. That's why
right.
I'm always gone.
I got my most paid shows out of town. Like, my first paid show was out of town. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was somewhere right. else, and where I didn't have a fan base at. So it just
mm-hmm.
it boggles me. Like, I'll be like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
it is.
Crazy.
It is. We actually have one more caller on the line for you. We have a couple people listening and retweeting, and a lot of people are hitting the social network. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now to Rec Regular. This is actually, I'm going to bring them live, area code 321, live with G14 Ready to Cut and Rec Regular.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You live with G14 Radio?
Finally, because I was related with the static in the beginning. But I just wanted to say, this is Deanna. This is Rex Homegirl. You probably know me by inspiration, though, but I want to give him a shout out. Got to show him some Orlando love. But my question for. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. My question for Rex is. I mean, I'm kind of mad because I'm just like, I'm waiting to see. I don't know if anybody asked, but I want to know whether you were going to drop a mixtape or an album or something, because I want to be able to ride in my car. And I told you that I was able to put something in my stereo and bang it down the street. When is that
right.
going to happen?
Well, right now I'm getting everything geared up. I actually got a plan for the project, like, because the one thing I didn't like about dropping my last mixtape was I would give my
mm-hmm.
mixtape with a DJ on it to another DJ, and they can't really do anything with it. So I really want to drop my project with no DJ, too. Like, I want to drop it with no DJ, with a DJ. And being that I produce, too, mm-hmm. I probably want to drop instrumental. I want to drop all the instrumentals, too. Because I made 90% of the beats that's going to be on the mixtape. I made the majority of the tracks that's going to be on the project. So...
Okay,
so
royalties on point.
Therefore, I could do something crazy. I could do something crazy like drop the instrumental project, too, because a lot of artists can't do that because they don't have time. They don't even own their own beats.
Right.
Or they're leasing them, or some craziness is going on with the tracks. But I own all my music, so I'm going to probably drop it with no DJ, with the DJ, and instrumentals. So,
okay, well, I'm gonna be looking for that. I know you know Amanda. She wanna show you some love. Hello.
What it is? What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Right.
I just have a question. You know the song Run For It?
Right.
My jam.
What was the concept of that song? Like, what made you write that song? It's a good song. So.
Actually, shout out to Astro Vigilante. He has him making the beat on YouTube. Like, on YouTube, he has a breakdown. We started making the beat and was finished with
mm-hmm.
the final product and sending it to me. When he sent me the beat, I was actually back home in Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? I know my Louisiana and people back at the crib can co-sign this. I actually got the beat at the crib at my mom's house. And I was back in Louisiana, so I was in that whole vibe and that whole feel. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I was coming up, while people was listening to whoever they was listening to, the only thing we was listening to was the Hot Boys, Master.
Mm-hmm.
We was just listening to everybody from Louisiana. We wouldn't really, I really wouldn't introduce to other music until probably going into my high school years. And then one of my homeboys put me on some East Coast artists, and that's when I was start being influenced by the lyricism from them up there, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, we was listening to Down South music, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. So... That's why I was inspired. I was at home. I was at
mm-hmm.
home eating crawfish, doing all my Louisiana shit that I do. You know what I'm saying? And I was sitting at the crib, I put the CD in my old radio that I used to use before I moved from Louisiana, and I just started vibing out. And that's where the concept came from. You know, I like to That's one thing I like to do if I'm out of town or something. I like to write when I'm not at home, because you always get different inspiration. You know what I'm saying? You get
mm-hmm.
different different feelings and different vibes from writing when you not in your regular environment. I like to write on planes. I like to write when I'm just in movement, because you get a different, the words come out. You think of words differently when you're in motion than you do sitting down trying to concentrate and think about writing something. So that's where the vibes came from that song. You know what I'm saying? Like Run For It was written in Louisiana. So of course it sounds like a Louisiana record. You know what I'm saying? We actually tried to get Juvenile on that thing, but it didn't work out.
Okay.
We actually
right.
tried to
well,
get Juvenile on the track. Thank you. I still may put it on there. I don't know what's really gonna happen in the track. We still may try to get Juvenile on there. You know, that's another prayer I'm gonna throw up in the sky.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We can still get him on there, man. We had a couple of features, but that was, he was in mind for that track, and it was looking good at one point in time, and then he went on tour and started his whole run, so it didn't work out. But we'll see. You never know.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
All righty.
Thanks
fans
for calling.
Guys,
I know love right there. You got fans calling. Fans showing your love. That's what's up.
Fans
right,
and supporters,
right.
That's for us and family too. That's a dope. That's really dope. And you know, you're deep too. And you have, like I said, you have a lot of knowledge, and that can do nothing but help you along in this industry as you know it, because it is a business at the end of the day. So, like I said, just hats off to you, Rack Regular, and thank you as well for coming through tonight, taking the time out of your Wednesday night in the middle of the week.
Hey, you know, what's funny is I was just sitting in the studio, man, like. Just on my during the week, I take a lot of time out and just try to vibe out in the studio and try to come up with something or think of new ideas or, you know, experiment. You know, I'm always in constant experimentation, just experimenting and just, you know what I'm saying, putting new music together, putting new verses together or whatever. So that's basically what I was doing. But yeah,
that's
man, I appreciate y'all taking time out of y'all radio show and having me on, you know what I'm saying? It means a whole lot to me.
That's love, man. That's we can connect it back again, man. So I'm gonna be looking for you out here, brother, so we can get together and, you know, I can support the projects you got going on. Also, man, you talked about Juvenile. You know his son is out here, man. His son with the Full Sail, man, and actually
that's
my
great.
Artist, man, Limelight, yeah, Flash Garments, young Juvie and him, he knows him, man, so he has his number and everything. He's right out here in Orlando. Matter of fact, he did a show out here. Juvenile was there and everything. Juvenile just got into, he out here, man, so you could definitely get a Juvenile through his son.
I got a bad working people's sons, man. I got a track with Big Pun's son. I worked with him. Crazy.
That's what's
that is. Yeah, it's actually online. It's called Mayday, and it's featuring Big Pun's son and another artist. Shout out to Smoke and Bomb Gang. You know what I'm saying? He's actually Mellow Bomb Gang. He's actually from Texas. Stays in Austin, Texas, and he linked it up. You know what I'm saying? He linked everything up, and he actually plays artist Smoke on the track and Chris Rivers Jr. Yo. Yeah,
man, I gotta hear what Big Pun's son's saying, because I know that's one of my favorite artists, man. That album. Capital Punishment, is still one of my favorite records ever. I love that record. And shout out to Juvenile, man. Damn, I heard he got into some problems, man, and got beat
right.
In the hospital,
you know what,
man. So I hope he's all right, man.
Yeah, not for nothing. That's what held up. I mean, I ain't gonna talk about it online, but that's what held up the feature. That's why the feature didn't happen, because he started like. Things start happening, it was just like, dang, like,
mm-hmm.
just charge it to the game, you know what I'm saying? I got
another
track,
too.
I don't know if y'all want to get into that one or we had time, but I think I sang.
Yeah,
it.
We
I
could fade out to that one because we got a little bit of time left, and we always fade out to a track, so if Onyx wants to, we could throw that joint. Do you have it, Onyx?
Yeah, I did. I did get the track. I wasn't able to load it in the queue, but I do want to be able to, yeah, I wasn't able to get it in the queue. I was trying. But I was not able to get it in. So I do want to, we do have it though, and we have both your tracks, and we will play them both and support you. And any music that you do have and drop that you want to send over, go ahead and shoot that to us so we can go ahead and shoot that out to the audience and the people listening every week. And it'll be a great outlet for you as well.
Call into the show.
call into the show, man. We always talking about news and things that's going on in the industry, what we hate, what we like, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it become a big venting session.
What the fuck they doing
out here? They just son of a... So, you know, tell your people, man, call support the show, man.
You said it will work. If y'all, especially if y'all talk about something, I'm definitely calling in.
If I had to bring, we will use you as an example. We will bring you out like, look, this dude, he left his city. Now look what he's doing now. Like, it's just, you know, it's great to have, like I said, it's great that you are an independent artist. And like Golden said, you know, you are traveling and moving out of your city. Like, that has to happen. I don't understand why people don't think that doesn't have to happen. You do have to move around a little bit. And I just, again, hats off to you. Much respect for keeping that fan base and keeping that momentum up without a project. And it's really dope, like you said, a producer being able to drop a project and a mixtape project. So nice, very nice. You have a lot under your belt, and I'm just excited for you.
Thank you. I just want y'all to stay tuned for the project, Record My Via. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what, that's the title of the project.
I was wondering what that was. Okay, that's dope.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's just, I went through a lot of project name changes. Like, in the past 2 years, I probably changed my project 20 times, to be honest. So I kept changing it, and it got to this point where, you know, I always grab inspiration from, you know, the greats and the people who make music now, you know what I'm saying? They always say in the interviews that, you know, it's nothing constant but change. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always constantly want to change it up until the last minute. You want to keep changing your project because you may make that one track that pushes your project over the edge. You know what I'm saying? So you always want to keep something fresh, and I always want to make something fresh because you never know, man. So I've always kept switching it up all the way to the last day. Last day came, I said, okay, that's the name of the project. And that was it. And that was it. You know what I'm saying?
That
so.
Sounds like me. That's you know. What's up.
But yeah, and you know, all my social networking information is basically the same thing. WRECKWREGULAR. If you Google that, that's the same name. Luckily, my name is so unique that I can use the same name for all my social networking sites. Like, for everything, my name's not taken. My name is going to always be my name on every site. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, gotta love that, man. I'm telling y'all, brothers, drop that young and that little, man. That shit is getting crazy, man. Eventually, y'all niggas get old. You know what I'm saying? You can't be young forever. Most of y'all niggas come in old talking about young. We know you're old, man. We know y'all niggas is old. Y'all niggas need to chill.
only nigga call himself young is Jeezy.
Ain't nobody mess. Don't talk about
young
for no.
However long he wants. That's one of them. That's both of us. That's one of them. I know. I'm in love with Jeezy. Jeezy is one of my favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? So
in love.
Yeah, Jeezy could stay young. I'm really talking not the established cats. I'm talking about the new cats, man. Like, I went to matter of fact in our city the other day, man. I went to check out Rebel Black. And I went over to
Rebel Black.
Shout out my nigga Rebel Black. So
yeah,
I
met him.
With Black.
With
you
Black,
met
yeah. Yes, I did,
that's
homie. It's going
right
down.
There,
it's a Florida thing. I'm coming to Orlando.
Yeah, that's my guy right there. So, yeah, you got to definitely come out here. So me and Rebel was out there. I went to his joint, and we was vibing, and it was just so many, you know, young and lils on the list and shit, and we just talking about how that's crazy, but I think Rebel down with Hitman DJs now. He was telling me all about it. We're about to collaborate on some things with our radio show and his radio show because they got the radio show, him and DJ Wyatt, and
Fleet
play them on their station and everything. Oh, that's what's up.
He actually went down to South by Southwest with me, Rebel Black. And Reese. And Hitman Reese. I don't know, you probably met Big Reese before. He's all that light skinned cat that's always around me.
That's my nigga right there.
Y'all call him that light.
Reese?
Yeah,
that's
Reese.
My
yeah,
nigga. But Reese moved to Atlanta, right?
Yeah, he's in Atlanta, but he's back and forth. Like right now, honestly, to be completely honest with you, I was supposed to be on his Loud Pack tour that's starting
It starts April 9th and goes through April 23rd, 24th. And it's
okay.
Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. But my project's not done yet. And I said I didn't want to hit the road without any product.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was like, let's wait till the project is finished. So he's gonna go ahead and go and sit and, you know, set up our radio interviews and all that for all the artists are gonna be on the tour. So yeah, holler at him, man. He doing some big stuff, man. Shout out to Big Reese, man. He doing his thing, man.
Nah, man. I'm going to holler at Reese. Reese used to come to our seminars, always supported what Four Quarter did. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a knowledgeable brother. You know what I'm saying? And he told me, he was like, yo, I'm going to be out of here, man, to make some moves. And we were just talking about the Young Swift, man. Sometimes Atlanta seems to be that place. Well, if you got some knowledge and you got some real talent and something real going on, you get yourself into a nice little situation and you're going to come up. So, again,
right.
Shout out to the city of the A, man. Help the brothers come up. You got to love that.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go up there in about, I want to say, in the middle of June. It's crazy because I went to holler at Young Swift, too. The artist I was in before me, he said Pop with A-Kind was crazy. It's Dapper. Part of the Hitman DJs, he kind of mentors Reese and me, you know what I'm saying, kind of helps us out making industry moves. He actually helped A-Kind push his, like when A-Kind came in, he was actually on the forefront helping A-Kind push his career. I wanted to come in so bad, like, yo, that's crazy, like, because he was naming some names that I know. I'm like, oh, man, that's crazy. So I'm
right.
Actually, we had a
shout out Dapper, you know, that's my man right there, man.
Yo, listen.
Dapper, wow.
Well, hey, quick story, though. It was crazy. He was saying something about A-Kam. And last year, the 2011 BET Awards, we actually was supposed to have a meeting with A-Kam. But what happened was Dapper came in town, and A-Kam wasn't in town yet. And, you know, that weekend in Atlanta is nuts.
Okay.
You can't, 295 is just, you can't even move for like an hour. It was just crazy.
Hell, so yeah.
We ended up, like, going down to the compound, I think it was after the show, and A-Kam couldn't make it down there in time for the meeting we was about to have. Or whatever, we was actually supposed to meet up earlier that day, but he wasn't in town. Then we was gonna try to meet up late, and it just didn't happen. So Dapper ended up flying back out. And what's even crazy is I went to a random gas station. I forget where I was at. I think I was in Buckhead somewhere. And then there goes A-Kam parked at the gas station. I was so bad, man. That was like one of the worst weekends of my life. But it is what it is. Things happen for a reason, man. I was just like, wow, here you go right here, and I can't even. We wouldn't know what to do at this point. You know what I'm saying? Because the meeting didn't happen.
Right.
You know, we just looking at each other. We saying names, and he's like, yeah, where is he at? We're just looking like. He's not here. It was one of those weekends. You know,
I got
one of those
contact with that
industry
too,
weekends.
I'm gonna hit you up. Now, make sure you follow me on Twitter, Rhett. I gotta holler at you, man. I gotta holler at that, man. I haven't talked to Dap in a minute, man. And that's one of my dudes, man. I gotta holler at that brother, man.
Most definitely, man. I'm having a meeting with him in like if it stopped raining, probably like an hour, so I gotta go see him. So. I'm definitely going to put that plug in his ear. Let him know, man.
Indeed. Tell him from Pop.
Shout out to the networking.
What up?
Shout out to the networking and supporting and linking up and, the, you know, reunions and all of that. Today is dope. It's a nice vibe and circle tonight on the cut. Again, we really appreciate you, Rex, for coming through. And, you know, you can kick it with us anytime on a Wednesday night. And we actually about to get kicked off in like 5 minutes. So
yeah, we're vibing. That's a good vibe, though, man. It's a good vibe.
Right.
Like Onyx said, we really appreciate you taking your time out and coming on, homie.
Yeah, you and
no
Swift
problem,
both,
no
y'all were incredible today, so we appreciate you. And you said Rec Regular, they can Google everybody at WRECK Regular, WREGULAR. So follow the Twitter's at G14 Radio, and he's on Global 14, Jermaine Dupri's social network, so make sure you follow and add him as a friend on there as well. And it's dope. Thank you so much for joining the site.
I'm gonna be on there a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? I was like, because when I finally logged on there, I was like, oh, that's a whole little, okay.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
dope. It's dope. Nice movement right there, man. Nice,
yeah.
nice, nice movement and way to get your stuff to a lot of, you know, people that listen to music, people that do music. You know, right now I'm working with a few people off there, man. Shout out to D-Mac. He about to drop a new mixtape. We just threw him a joint that's crazy. And getting everybody on the site that we know through the cut, through the radio show, man. And it's growing. It's a great time over there, you know. I know Jermaine going to do a party when we hit 50,000 members, so that's going to be nuts out in Atlanta. So it's a dope movement, man. Enjoy it.
I definitely will be up there.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll be down there tomorrow. So, hey, A-Town, peace up, A-Town down, all of that. I'm about to hit the road as well. Shout out to Destiny as well and Cayman Rowe and everybody that tweeted and retweeted Rec Regular and shouted him out. Follow him on Twitter, ladies. And thank you so much for your support of his interview tonight as well as Young Force interview. Again, Rec, it was just a pleasure. I'm so glad we had an opportunity to meet in person and now we get to further network and grow. So thank you so much. It's been a privilege.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Anytime, man. Anytime.
Hey, Gordon.
Yo.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were still there. We're definitely going to let you go, Rec. And again, we look forward to having you back.
I'm
going
to rush off for a minute real quick, man. Yeah, shout out to Rec for coming through, man. Appreciate that. I hope everybody on the line got some insight. You listening to artists independent that's grinding. You listening to one that made it out of the, you know, independent realm but still grinding. You know, Young Swift, Def Jam, Convict, but still grinding. It don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
When you get signed, that's really when you got to put in that work because then you got to show them people, look, I was worth this investment. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to everybody on the move, man, and I just hope that every artist listening, everybody's trying to do music, something with music, understands that that's what it takes, man. You want somebody to sit across from you and cut a check, you got to be worth it, man. Something got to happen, so get out there and make it happen.
Absolutely. You already know you got to get a jewel or two drop before you ride out on the cut on Wednesday nights. No time for the news tonight, but it don't matter because we can come back next Wednesday and slide it in, and we'll get it in, we'll set it in, or you can see
us. Yeah, we're going to talk about Ross.
Oh,
so
we're going to get it in.
You can't escape that rape lyric. You can't escape that.
We're going to get it in. We had to beat up Ross last year on a couple of things. Who did we go in on?
I got love for that man's music, man.
I do too.
Got to beat up on her. He be doing some wildness,
man.
It
was a couple of people we had to do in last year. I can't remember on certain things. Oh, my gosh. I think it was with the Beast over Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim. That was going back to back. It was a couple of things. But, yeah, Ross, be right. He ain't getting away with that. We definitely going to check him next week. And then, definitely, shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. And again, first time tuning in, it is G14 Radio via global14.com. We keep saying it because we want you to check it out and join us and meet us over there. Chat up with us, global14.com, Jermaine Dupri. And follow us on Twitter at global14, at G14 Radio. I'm at Onyx254.
And I'm at The Glue, THAGLUE. Until next Wednesday, people, holla.
And we are out.
I gotta grind, won't stop. Hustle, won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle. Super fan beat. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't bet, all I gotta do is go. Hit. Stay about my business.
Uh-huh.
Fall till I fall.
Say what?
Drop until I finish. I dig out.
Yeah.
Stay
up
by my business.
Okay.
I live in Chicago, killing, stacking millions. Yeah. Every day above ground, all I wanna do is ball. Put my money over bitches, put my hustle over all. Louis down to the draw. Louboutin kit, got a mad hat, a swagger bitch, a stupid dumb stick. With a group of young bitches and they stupid dumb stick. I'm the marathon man, all I do is run shit. A sophisticated kind of dick, superficial, still official, multi-million dollar shit. Money is the object, hot shit. Bitch, I got a sauna on my arm. Six figure with no diamond, rich and million, Bosch and run. They just talk about they got it, I'm the upper echelon. No, bitch, I'm about that action, you can go on with the convo. I done moaning, you dream back at your dream, bitch, in your dream house. Whole lean passing them beans out, with a bag through the whole thing high.
gone, boy, get lean back. Bro, you know me, you know I be second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-D-I-D.
Grind won't stop, stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other, I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle, super bad bitch. If I want it, then I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do is go.
I live life for late night, get shit fake when I take flight. I get paid, no sick days, my outfit on switchblade. Don't sniff J, but I blow drone, bankroll on loco. Still ride with that 4-4, don't let my P.O. know. Bad white bitch, too thick, I'm icy, she Coco. She got another bitch, them other bitch, her ass fat face so-so. No paper trail, no phone call, no email, no photo. Jet back shot with that fat button, low blow head butts in slow-mo. Hey, purple label, polo and it's cool, that's all I do. Man, I strive to roll my gentleman in them new Margiela shoes. Man, we be cool and we jet piley. Whole margarita molly and the strongest pack around. Buffin' Sade out in Maui, we menage for a hobby. We kick it how we kick it, know you envy how I'm living. JJ can't resist it, tipping, get the million, back my business. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-D-I-D.
Grind won't stop, stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other, I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle, super bad bitch. Okay. If I want it, then I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do is go. Stay up by my bitch. Fall till I fall. Lost until I finish. I here go. Stay up by my bitch. Okay. I'm living just to kill it. Second million to the ten. And now here go.
Go, 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 go,